horns of war were sounding. On icy winds, the echoes of ancient fears would breathe again. Soon, on the edge of the Northlands, the future of our world would be decided.
Nel timido soffio del vento, al nuovo sorriso del sol, si scopre la valle dorata, incanto d'anima e cor. Sentiero che ormai ti nascondi, rivela la via che fu, tra quercia, castano ed abete, al nostro passo silente. Odori sfumati nel senso, colori ormai senza età, tra desine ed erbe inebrianti, tra ombra e verità, leggiadra visione di sogno e di parallela realtà, trascendi l'umana coscienza, pacando il mio fiero ardore. O splende nella tua luce, nel suo riflesso pace d'amore, il verde intimo manto e della roccia il grigio pudor. Incanto e pura energia, ricolma d'antica saggezza, io canto la tua meraviglia, divina e mistica essenza. Incanto e vera magia, tra neve, rugiada e tempesta, nel sogno mito e leggenda, lo spirito della foresta. Ti amo, madre natura, o vita che data mi fu, or splendi scintilla infinita tra il verde, il grigio ed il blu. Vi amo creature dei boschi, pulsante di vite ancor più, custodi d'astrali pensieri che a noi si celano arcani. Or splende nella tua luce, nel suo riflesso pace d'amor, il verde intimo manto e della roccia il grigio pudor. Canto e pura energia, ricolma d'antica saggezza, io canto la tua meraviglia, divina e mistica essenza. Incanto e vera magia, tra neve, rugiada e tempesta, nel sogno, mito e leggenda, lo spirito della foresta.
We'll be right back.
of victory spread like lightning across the land. This battle ended with the army of darkness in total defeat. Their unholy blood spread across the snow and dried black the glorious sun of the Northland.
Come, we must hurry.
And take the eyes.
All right. Aelin fits perfectly on the left. And Mornia on the other side.
The angels will speak.
These vibrations.
As I said, it is the time of the angels.
No! No! My brothers! Look at the statue! Look at Arnor! Look!
The spirit of Tarnor rose from the abyss where Necron tortured his body and soul after his betrayal and the last of the primordial war. It reached the statue. The earth quaked.
Gods of light, angels of the highest cosmic spheres, my friend Aethos, master wizard of the White Dragon's Order, gave his life for the beloved land. Thanks to him, Horus, the mightiest of the seven demons, was defeated. Arnor returned victorious after destroying the six other winged demons in the darkness of the eclipse. Guided by the divine light of angels, he killed them all, one by one, foiling Necron's dark plans. And for what would be the last time. He entered the main hall and magically returned to stone.
Tarnor opened his eyes once again. Ailinn and Mornir were brighter than ever. He stared at Dagor. Still not finished.
No. No. Why me? Why?
It is the decision of the gods and the angels.
But I am half demon.
There's evil blood pounding in my heart. You know it.
That is the reason why you have met darkness and light, and you chose. You are the most powerful of us all. Elected. The chosen one.
Arian's angelic spirit now embraced Dargor's immortal soul, combining the supreme energies of the cosmos to become pure divinity. A god of cosmic light to breathe on the earth again.